fool means a person, even when Jesus used it, that he was, you know, he just didn't know right from wrong, you know, he just, and it, I would say it would be a demarcatory word. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel about it. I have a lot of respect for women and people. I wouldn't call anybody anything that I wouldn't want to be called myself. That's the way I feel about a lot of words like that.
What would you say about someone who had a whole lot of money but would really hang on to his money?
He could be a thrifty person. I've heard him called misers, penny pincher.
What does it mean when you say a person is common? Is that insulting or complimenting or what?
I would consider it, it wouldn't bother me someone to say JC's just a common person. We are all common people to a certain extent, you know.
Does it mean anything different when you say that a girl is common?
I would think some of the other words in the phrase would determine how you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a common old streetwalker or something like that. I've heard people say that, and you know, that to me, that's hard to say about anybody, regardless. You have to check the circumstances behind it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why she became such, or why a person does certain things. Background, a lot of things cause people to do what they are.
Common could be either insulting or...
Yeah. Depends on the attitude you, way you express yourself.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say about an older person who still had a lot of energy, did all his work, and got around real well? You'd say for his age, he's awfully...
active, or... you could use the word thrifty. You see a lot of elderly people that are able to be active, that have, you know, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They do those things. They could sit down and hire somebody to do it, but a number of reasons they do it. And a lot of people just like to work, you know. I personally would, I couldn't sit still. I'd have to do something, and, you know.
What would you say, if your children are later than usual, you'd say, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
disturbed or worried about them.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd say yourself.
I feel bad about it.
And someone else would say, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry about it.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid, scared.
And you'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
went up there last night. Or you've been up there before in the dark. Or...
did you ever say she used to be, or didn't used to be afraid? Or how would you say that?
You hadn't been afraid before. I've heard people use that term. You know, she isn't afraid, or she wasn't afraid. Or...
someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
trusty of people, or...
well, he shouldn't be so.
Careless.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
off, or kind of out of her mind, or maybe you'd say she doesn't act just right.
Do you ever use the term queer or far?
I've heard people say they act awful queer, or she's a queer acting person.
What does that mean?
To me, peculiar, now, I don't know. Strange acting.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Mm-hmm.